Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are coming at you from the Free Zones, broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Oh.
That's right. I don't know, maybe this week we've been wiffle-batted.
Yeah, I've been wiffle-batted.
We've both been wiffle-batted.
I feel like I was drugged through, you know, little holes in the wiffle-bat, like being dragged through one of those.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Right.
Oh, my
right.
goodness. But yeah, we got some wiffle-batting to do back.
That's right.
At the commies.
That's right.
That is continuously working to destroy this country, your liberties, our freedoms, our economy, our heritage, our history.
Yep.
Everything that defines who we are as a country, while they're saying, that's not who we are.
I know. You know, isn't that something that an enemy can arrive on your soil and declare
who you are anymore.
Yeah, right. that whole capitalist system that
right.
defines America and the whole tradition of one nation under God, that's
right.
not who you are.
Oh, I know. Before the sporting event, let's sing the national anthem. That's not who we are anymore.
Yeah, oh. right. Oh, what national anthem?
Should
then?
We open this meeting in prayer? Oh, that's not who we are. Oh. Jeez.
I know. Yeah. I mean, hundreds of years of this kind of history, and then suddenly, that's not who we are.
This is where we say, this is who we are, and you don't belong here.
Yeah,
and there's
exactly.
the door.
And here's the boot.
Yeah, there's, exactly.
Here is the swift, hard boot. Now get trotting.
Well, it's just going to come to that. There's
Well, and that's what this know. Wiffle Bat Wednesday is all about.
Right.
Thrash Comedy Thursday, Wiffle Bat Wednesday, all of them.
Yeah, saying it's you called, don't get to define who we are. We define who we are.
That's right. And and so far, they're actually doing a pretty good job of it. considering the fact that we don't have anybody that's standing up for America. I mean, all our elected positions have been heisted by these fraudulent elections, and so
yep.
now we've got all these commies sitting in all of our elected seats, basically.
Right.
Strictly by fraud and electronic voting machines. And so,
well, we do have some information about the Arizona audit, which is, oh my gosh, it has been, you saw how frustrated I was getting trying to sort through this. Even the conservative platforms, websites that are saying breakthrough information on the, and then you find out it's all, they keep contradicting each other. And here's a statement from the guy from the Cyber Ninjas who were head of the audit, and then they put an example in there of a fraudulent report that was attributed to them but wasn't their words. And so you're trying to pull apart what's truth and what's not, and it's just
right.
really aggravating.
Well, and see, the staggering part to me with all of this is the fact that, yes, our elected positions have been stolen by the commies, and so we can't look to those people to straighten out America. They're supposed to be our leadership, but they're not. And so what we're left with is voices like ours, voices like Gateway Pundit, voices like Epic Times that actually still have the voice of freedom that can be utilizing it. And the staggering part to me is that everyone is failing to understand the absolute importance of this stolen election. I mean, every last
right.
thing that everybody complains about all day long, every day, is the fact that it goes back to
Could
the fact that we don't have Trump as president right now. We have a stolen election that is now being, you know, a fake puppet president
right.
sitting in place who is not American, has no interests in America
right.
at all. And now we're watching the world buckle because we don't have a strong American president sitting in that seat, right, directing things and keeping things in line.
The United States goes down, the world goes down.
Yes, exactly. And so
it's just the truth.
That's what I'm saying. So the fact that our media, the media that still has the freedom to speak and actually bring about good and change by bringing attention right back to the core issue of the fact that we have a stolen election, and right, we now have proof that it was definitely fraud, just like we all knew from the beginning anyway.
Right.
And that one thing is pivotal for the entire world.
And more evidence mounting all the time. And, it, you know, as much as they try to make it confusing, with the Arizona audit, the slipstream media are running with numbers saying, see, it's Biden won it, but they're not giving the whole information. Not only that, there's so much information that got scrubbed. When they pulled those machines for audit, they had gone in there and wiped out so much crucial information.
Right.
They basically handed them virtually an empty box, if you will.
Right.
There's still enough there forensically for them to discover there was fraud and mishandling and so on. But, I mean, how much more would there be if they had not have violated? Why are people not being arrested?
I know, exactly.
The Senate puts in a subpoena. This county voter election committee continuously defied them, defied lawful orders. And then when they finally handed the machines over, they're all been wiped.
Right.
I don't even...
Well, and Trump is mad about it, but yeah, he's not taking the right action. I mean, he's looking at 2024 instead of getting back into office right now, because that single action could fix everything.
Well,
it could fix our border crisis. It could, I mean, everything that, right, we complain about every day, border crisis, vaccine mandates, everything.
Government overreach, overspending.
Yeah.
No accountability.
Yeah. Every single thing goes back to this one issue. Yep.
Energy independence.
Where's our real president?
Yep.
And so.
And not just the president, but how many other elections through these machines?
Yep.
I mean, how many of these other issues would we not even be contending with if we had the people there, if we had those in office that the people truly did choose,
exactly,
and voted in?
Right.
I mean, just take the presidency out of it. How much other fraud is there across the country if they're using the same machines?
Yep. Yep.
And so.
So it all boils down to election fraud, period.
Well, we do know one thing. I agree with you. And that is what I believe, what we can all agree on, is that none of these other problems are going to get fixed if you don't go back to that root problem.
I agree. Yep.
And deal with those, the voting process in general, because not all of it was just manipulated voting machines or ballot counting machines. It was also the processes of unaccountability. They're stuffing ballots. We've got this other story here in Georgia where they found, I don't know, it's like, I have to pull it back up. I have it in one of my tabs. It's like 34,000 stuffed ballots.
Right.
In one of Zuckerberg's Dropbox things.
Yep.
All submitted by just a handful of people, 7 or 9 people.
It was like 26 people each submitting 75 votes.
Right. And, yeah, and this, that's Georgia. So, like we said, Arizona's the first domino to fall. Once we can make it fall, push it over. But the numbers are there now. Now it's going to be a matter of what the AG does of Arizona and what the Senate does.
Well, I mean, and then there was that past race in the New York's mayoral primary vote count voided after 135,000 false ballots were counted. 135,000 in New York's mayoral primary vote. And so, you know, I mean, it's yes, the presidential election was massive fraud, but they continue. Every single election we're going to see from now on, it's going to be just like that. 135,000 right, fraudulent votes here, right, or there, you know, and just, and so we've got to get this under control. We simply have nothing if we don't have a vote.
Yeah. Let me go back to the Gateway Pundit here and make sure I was trying to, you know, paraphrase and go off the top of my head, which is not a good idea right now. I feel I'm cloudy, fuzzy headed. Okay. So it was 24 criminal operatives caught on video stuffing Dropbox with 1,900 ballots in 3 days.
Wow.
All of these things combined across the election, across the United States, are enough to tip the election back to
communists.
Well, no, to President Trump, if these were corrected.
And so,
but back to, you know, back to Arizona, it is, you know, President, he said this is a bigger scam than ever even anticipated in response to what they're starting to find. He says the fake news is lying about Arizona audit report. The leaked report conclusively shows there were enough fraudulent votes, mystery votes, and fake votes to change the outcome of the election 4 or 5 times over.
Wow.
The number includes 23,344 mail-in ballots. That's where I got that. I think that 23,000 in my head. Despite the person no longer living at that address. Phantom voters. The official canvas does not even match who voted. Off by 11,592. More than the entire presidential election margin, which wasn't at 10,000 something that they said Biden
That's
won
right.
by.
Yep.
That one right there was enough to offset it. Voters who voted in multiple counties totaled 10,342, and 2,382 ballots came from people who no longer lived in Maricopa County. There were also 2,592 more duplicate ballots than original ballots. Just those fraudulent ballots alone total 50,252 and is fraud many more times than the so-called margin of victory, which is only 10,457. In addition, election data appears to have been intentionally deleted. That's what we were just saying. And ballot images were corrupt or missing. This is not even the whole state of Arizona, but only Maricopa County. It would only get worse. So,
yeah, and that's Trump saying that himself. So.
Right. So he's basically boiled down the numbers that we're trying to sift through with all these different articles that are trying to cover this. We just can't get a summary of it. And there it is right there, all boiled down.
There it is. And so, you know, God bless him for bringing that up. But now we need the conclusion. You know, we're aware that there's fraud. Where's the conclusion now? We have to think conclusively. We've proven the fraud. What's the conclusion? Now that we've proven it's illegal, the election has been stolen, what is the conclusion? The next thing has to be election do-over, or just place the right guy in office, because we already know that those numbers add up to mean Trump was the winner. Put him back in his job.
Yep. Here's just a few more. Over 23,000 voted by mail after moving after the October 5th cutoff. The canvas showed over 3,400 more ballots were cast than recorded. So they just dismissed 3,400 ballots. Over 9,000 more mail-in ballots were received and recorded than the official number of mail-in ballots sent out by the county.
Wow.
And so anyway, finally, these guys at 100%fedup.com have seen the summary, put together the summary that I had been looking for. And that's titled, President Trump Releases Statement on Arizona Audit, Ripping the Fake News. You can go and see that. It was just that was put out on September 25th at 100%fedup.com.
Yep, a bigger scam even than anticipated.
Yep.
And so, so what's the conclusion, folks? We need to think about
action.
Conclusion and action right now.
Yep. Absolutely, and that's just the first one. Not to mention the other stuff in the other states.
And again, this is not old news. This is world pivotal. Action right here that needs to happen.
Right.
This is the singular thing that could actually flip the world back around to where it needs to be, because
what a mess he's got to clean up now.
Oh,
can you imagine what? Oh my gosh.
Well, I mean, you know what? He would have to start his 4 years the day he stepped back into his office,
right?
And you know that's. And given 4 years from that day forward, you know, whatever time this fake Beijing coup has, you know, taken over in our nation, is just going to be void. Everything that he's done, void,
right.
You know, basically, because he's fraudulent and a scam. So, that would have to be the action.
Yep. All right. Well, we've got a lot of other stuff to get to, and I don't know how we're going to do that, but we're going to have fun trying. And we've got to do the word of the day. This is a great discussion here, and well, they usually are, but they get carried away here. But
we're not going to close out
segment one without doing the word of the day.
That's right. It is Wiffle Bat Wednesday. So, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes you just have to whiffle. Okay. So the word of the day for Wiffle Bat Wednesday comes to us from Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 27, which read under the title, "I never knew you. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.' Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like the foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." And that's it.
Well, it's good.
Yeah. And
what's your foundation?
Well, that's always been something that's I have that hanging on my wall. I wrote that, yeah. And I made a special artistic picture right. of it. You know, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? Yes, with glitter. It says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and then not do what I say?"
Yes.
Right? That's like saying, you are God Almighty. You know everything. You're omniscient, omnipotent. You're the creator of the universe, but I'm not going to listen to you.
Right.
I know more than you do.
Yeah.
Right? I know better than you. Right. That's essentially
what's... I'm just obstinate. That's all.
That's essentially right. what that is saying. That's like a two-year-old saying to their dad, "Don't tell me not to go play in the street."
Right.
I will play in the street if I very well feel like it.
Exactly.
Right. You know, that's, it's the same thing. And so, you know, it's all about trusting in who he is and the wondrous, glorious, miraculous nature of God and mm-hmm. the fact that he knows what he's talking about.
Right.
And he tries so compassionately, so gently, so mercifully to get that through our thick little heads, right?
Right.
And still our arrogance, our pride, our everything precedes us and we go, "Oh, I must know better than God. I don't have to listen to those laws. I don't have to obey that because that's ridiculous. That's legalism."
Right. <You know>? Yeah.
But so go ahead, go play in the street. Right.
Yep. See how
that works for you, right?
No kidding.
So as we mature in Christ, we learn to listen.
We hope.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully we quit putting our pride before the Lord and we listen to him humbly. And you know, Greg Laurie, the pastor Greg Laurie, who's just really, really a remarkable pastor.
Yeah.
He said something here recently in one of his sermons that I thought was so simple, but so profound. And he said, "Nobody is too small to be used by God, only too big."
Good point.
I was like, wow, that's so cool. 'Cause pride, God can't use anybody with pride.
Right.
He can use the humble man, just like he loved Moses for being so humble and David for being humble.
Good point.
Good point. Anyway,
all right. Well, thank you for that. That's excellent. A great word of the day we can walk away with and meditate on.
Yeah, the Lord is awesome.
Yeah, take that one with you all week.
Yep.
Yeah. So, okay, well, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back with segment two. I want to bring an update to Baronelle Stutzman, the grandmother Christian flower shop owner, who now could be facing up to $1 million in fees and
fines.
We
need to rally around her.
This is,
oh my gosh.
If there was ever a need for the militia to mobilize,
that would be it.
This is, I mean, anyway. Well, hey, let's go ahead and take that break. This segment is brought to you by Katie Armour, CATI, as in come and take it. KatieArmour.com is the website for serious body armor for serious times. Check them out, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
His militant ally, Chinese Communist Mao Zedong, is quoted in the official Peking People's Daily as saying that coexistence with capitalism is impossible and that warfare with those forces is inevitable. It would appear that whether hot or cold, the war against our society continues unrelenting.
Khrushchev's happiness depends upon the political theory that the present form of government in the United States should be changed by force, violence, and other unconstitutional means to a totalitarian form of government where we have a dictatorship. This is what Khrushchev advocates for us.
All right, welcome back to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two is brought to you by U.S. Law Shield. U.S. Law Shield helping to provide legal defense in cases of self-defense. Whether you're faced with criminal or civil legal type of situation or a red flag law type of situation, then that's exactly what they do. This is insurance to make sure that you have legal protection to come to your aid in the event you find yourself in one of those situations. All 50 states, our listeners and Ameron members, which oftentimes are one and the same, will, if you use that coupon code at radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the U.S. Law Shield banner, that's our affiliate link. That's what will ensure that you get the $11 a month. You can't beat it. You can't afford not to have it.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So, okay, segment two here. We've got an article that, well, the Alliance Defending Freedom has been coming to the aid of this woman who, man, when was this, 2014 or 2015? This has been going on for a long time now. And she had a couple of, a homosexual man wanted to have a pretend wedding and have some flowers. And she said, "I'm sorry, that goes against my faith. I can't participate in the celebration of something that goes against my beliefs." Well, they sued. Not only that, but this dirty rat attorney general in Washington, Bob Ferguson, decided to bring charges against her for violating their Washington state's discrimination law that they had just passed. So this is their flagship legal example that they're trying to set for anyone else who would dare defy them. Well, she even said, hey, you know, she even made recommendations for three other flower shops that would be more than happy to accommodate them. Not good enough. They're going to make sure this little old lady, this grandma, gets punished. Well, this has been dragging out over the years, and finally made it to the Supreme Court for them to hear it. And they just this summer, I think it was this summer, they said, we will not hear the case. So our highest court refuses to hear this case. So it goes back to the state. So now the state of Washington, feeling all the more empowered now, the Washington State Attorney General filed a lawsuit accusing her of discrimination. Not only did he sue her business, I think it was a typo, he also sued Baronel personally, an unprecedented move. And the dirty, stinking little rats, ACLU, also piled on, filing a separate lawsuit on behalf of the gay men. After an eight-year battle, wow, the Supreme Court declined to hear the case. That means Baronel would likely be forced to pay damages and attorney's fees. Never. Not a dime.
Nope.
Never.
I would not ever.
A number that could exceed $1 million. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Baronel, and they were stunned by the news. They said in their statement, as a person of faith, she simply could not use her God-given talents to celebrate a ceremony that violated her religious convictions And for that, she's received everything from hate mail to death threats, and now this. The government's primary job is to defend the rights of their citizens. This That's is right. a gross violation of their oath, of the duties of and responsibilities of...
Yep.
The, I mean, in Washington State especially, their freedom of conscience and freedom of religion clause is way more powerful than even the federal government's First Amendment. So that you have full protection or freedom of conscience. It's just
Bob Ferguson could and should be removed from office for that right now. That is such a gross negligence to his oath of office that he had to swear to. He is an attorney general who is absolutely refusing to uphold his oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution.
That's right.
The Constitution, the First Amendment, bang, right there. As if any of the rights could ever be used to disparage another person's rights.
That's
you
right.
cannot do that. The violations are just astounding here. And for an attorney, let alone the attorney general, to be taking that position, he needs to be just flat out put in jail.
Exactly. And that's putting it mildly.
Yep.
So I just want to go into this. The supreme law of the land is the Constitution of the United States, is the supreme law of the land. Section 3, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, which cannot be in conflict with the law of the land, right?
Right.
With the Constitution. But let's go down to, religious freedom, section 11, okay, where we normally have the First Amendment. Well, this would be like the 11th Amendment, but it's section 11 of the Washington State Constitution. Absolute freedom of conscience in all matters of religious sentiment, belief, and worship shall be guaranteed to every individual, and no one shall be molested or disturbed in person or property on account of religion. It couldn't be any more clear than that.
That's
well,
right.
We're out of time, but we're going to follow up with that a lot more. Got a lot more to cover, but absolutely infuriating. Okay, guys, God bless. You have an awesome, safe rest of the day on Wednesday here, and we'll see you tomorrow morning right here for the morning commute at 7 a.m.
That's right. Have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.